And of course, it's 6 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock, Wednesday, October 27, 2021. Welcome to the Power Hour. My name is Dave Krieger, your host. And things get crazy in America. Things get crazy all over the world. Krispy Kreme officer. Oh, you gotta love this. I was gonna wear my t-shirt today that it has a picture of the United States Capitol kind of silk screened on it, and underneath it it says, "Never underestimate the power of stupid people in large groups." People like that shirt when I wear it, but, you know, they like other t-shirts I wear too. I'm not really that much of a radical. That's a libertarian thought, actually. I don't ascribe to everything that the libertarians ascribe to, but, you know, this is a thing. We're all looking for truth out there. And when I get some of these news stories that I get, I just like shake my head and I'm like, these people are so far off base. It's unbelievable. The reason I said Krispy Kreme officers, because Krispy Kreme is now starting up, you guessed it, vaccine mandates. Here, stick that needle in my donut. Employees are preparing to be terminated. That's right. The Krispy Kreme Donut Corporation in North Carolina has joined the ranks of companies that are implementing these vaccine mandates. These people just don't get it, do they? We really don't have a pandemic. We have a plandemic. There's a difference in the terms. Plandemic is something that was coined by Mickey Willis and Judy Mikovits and others. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's helped write the Plague of Corruption book with Judy Mikovits, and I've talked to her before about that book. It's just incredible. But these people, Krispy Kreme, that's where you mix Krispy Kreme and Kool-Aid, because the corporation is definitely drinking it. They apparently want to see their employees die, and it won't because of a sugar overdose. And John Richardson, an IT employee with Krispy Kreme, told the Epoch Times, "Since when does a company built on sugar get to dictate healthcare decisions of its employees?" He's got a good point. He said, "Krispy Kreme is only doing this with the employees. They aren't making any of the shop employees get vaccinated. There's 363 of those shops in the U.S. And in a letter to CEO Mike Tattersfield, Richardson said the company isn't requiring shop employees to get vaccinated because, quote, people would leave. That's obvious. People would leave. You know, you just go to Krispy Kreme shop and there's nobody there to wait on you because they all said, down with this. I'm not taking the jab. For you to say this is for health of the workers is such total and utter baloney. And the scary thing is Krispy Kreme probably already knows that. If this is about the health of your workers, then the ones you should care most about are the ones who are on the front lines in the shops interacting with the public. Why didn't you include them? Well, see, the company knows that. If they were to mandate vaccines for shop employees, the company would lose money. Duh. Oh, my gosh. So Richardson, the guy that wrote this to the CEO of Krispy Kreme, has chosen not to file for religious or medical exemption because he said you shouldn't have to file for an exemption at all for a mandate the company doesn't have a right to demand. So they're going to have to fire him. He loves his job. Problem is, you know, maybe he's addicted to Krispy Kreme donuts. I don't know. But this vaccination campaign has gotten crazy, especially with these medium corporations that claim to be woke. None of this makes any sense. You know, if they can't, you know, they say there's more than one way to skin a cat. According to Joe Mercola's most recent post, diabetes has reached crisis levels in the United States with 10.5% of Americans affected. And maybe I could blame Krispy Kreme for part of that. This data came from 2018 before the pandemic, according to Mercola, and the problem only got worse ever since. Diabetes was the seventh leading cause of death in the U.S. in 2017. But diabetes deaths, surprisingly, surged during the COVID-19 pandemic, rising 17% in 2020. While COVID-19 was a problem, 39.5% of COVID-19 deaths occurred among who? people with diabetes. Even diabetics who didn't get COVID-19 suffered, often falling victim to isolation, social distancing, lack of medical care, and fear. Instead, younger people have been disproportionately affected, with diabetes deaths among 25 to 44-year-olds jumping 29% in 2020. And it makes you wonder, how many of those deaths were suicides? I don't think a lot of them ate Tide Pods. That would be an ugly way to go out. I think it was from other reasons. I think it was from the opioid and fentanyl overdoses. A lot of these people just decided, I can't deal with this anymore. I can't deal with the bullying and all the other nonsense that's going on right now. And they just checked out. It's kind of a sad situation when you're dealing with something like this. In our second half hour this morning, we're going to be talking to Joseph Meyer, who has a website called straightmoneyanalysis.com. You want to get to the bottom line of how everything functions in America? I wish our Congress, you know, it sets a very poor example when it comes to budgeting money, because every time they bring forward a bill, it means that money's got to get spent. And it's your taxpayer money that's got to pay it back, supposedly, unless there's some sort of agenda they don't anticipate ever paying back the Federal Reserve Bank, the IMF, or anybody else. Maybe they're going to just bankrupt on them and default on all their loans, and then, of course, the Fed and everybody else will come in and attempt to foreclose, but that won't happen because they're already in receivership. They have been since 1933, for those of you history buffs out there. So we'll be talking to Joseph Meyer about all of this stuff and how it affects your pocketbook. In the meantime, the pompous person that I'm going to be talking about now, Alec Baldwin, he's facing criminal charges. They're on the table, according to a New Mexico district attorney. Mary Carmack Altweys told the New York Times officials are still investigating and haven't ruled out anything on whether charges could be filed. Last week, Baldwin was rehearsing a scene on the set of the Western film Rust, near Santa Fe, when he discharged a loaded gun, killing his cinematographer and wounding his director. And since Baldwin is the film's executive producer, there's a little bit of spillover that he could be anticipating. He can blame and point fingers everywhere else. And it's really funny that somebody's anti-gun goes and does this, right? Yeah, guns don't kill people, right, Alec? Come on, Alec. You listening to me this morning, Alec? Doofus. Should have checked the weapon. He's got no one to blame but himself. He's the executive producer of the bloody movie. So what can I say? We'll see what happens as that unfolds. I anticipate he's going to get charged. I mean, somebody's going to go down for involuntary manslaughter, at least. Somebody is going to. That's what I anticipate. That's my opinion, of course. If you have an opinion, guess what? I get a phone number. It's 844-769-2944. Social intercourse is allowed in this program. And for those of you who got stunned by that comment, it means talking, engaging in conversation. We do that a lot. We want to do that a lot more here on the Power Hour. And so you have the opportunity to call in and tell me what's on your mind. Any of the current news you want to comment about? Anything enlightened that you've come across that you want to share? You got my number. U.S. gas prices vaulting to a new seven-year high, according to Markets Premium. Tom Ozimek is reporting this morning that as of the 27th, the national average for a gallon of regular gas went from 3.394 to 3.389. With the U.S. economy recovering slowly from the depths of the pandemic, demand for gas is robust, but supply is tight. And you wonder why the number of durable goods orders. This is really funny. They drop in September after 4 months of increases. All of a sudden, everybody is stopping spending. So you know that the possibility exists. Durable goods are out, despite some weaknesses in the transportation equipment sector. They continue to reflect, as far as the data goes, a strong upward trend overall. But the problem is we still have, guess what? Supply chain bottlenecks. And who caused all this? Look at the person in the big white house at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue that has the mental acuity of a two-year-old. That's who caused it. People like to blame Congress. You know, part of the problem with inflation is the anticipated cost of goods and services that consumers have to buy. And Joe Meyer and I will get into this in the next half hour of the show. But, you know, we do want to let you know about the news and things that are happening. Here's an interesting tidbit for you. Talk about stupidity. FDA committee member admits he doesn't know if the vaccine's safe for kids, but approves it anyway. Duh. The Federalist is reporting that we have some morons in the FDA that think it's okay to give Pfizer's shot to kids ages 5 through 11. These kids probably have more natural immunity from the COVID virus than older adults do. Yet they want to stick everyone. Why is that? Well, think about their agenda. The agenda is, and we already know this from previous shots given in all categories, J&J, which is Janssen, Pfizer, which is buying up TV time like nobody's business, and Moderna. And the funny thing about all of this, you know, it's not just the data that's coming in about these shots, but women who were pregnant and getting these shots were miscarrying. And there's been over 1,000 miscarriages so far, as I can determine from my research. Some women have, in menopause, started spotting and having a period again, a menstrual cycle. It's crazy. What could cause such a change in metabolism and in their health to cause that? Well, I can tell you what it is. It's called gene therapy. Altering the entire system with the intended purpose of killing their host. This is an intentional purpose. Now, what does the shot do for kids ages 5 to 11? How would you like to have no heirs or offspring to leave your estate to when you die? Because your kids have become incapable of producing, of reproducing. Well, guess what? You remember that when they were given the shots in Texas for all the school kids for human papillomavirus, it was actually sterilizing young girls. Now imagine what this stuff will do, because we already know that the metal in this shot does not stay in the injection site area. It goes everywhere. It goes to your brain. It goes to the testicles in the male and the ovaries in the female. And what do you think it does? I would bet you dollars to donuts that the number of sterilizations that occur in ages 5 to 11 year old kids, they can no longer reproduce, can't have kids ever. Even if they wanted to reproduce at age 5, they couldn't. First off, their system isn't affected like that, but just imagine giving them something that would literally limit their ability to contribute to a growing population, which the elitists are trying to eliminate. What a great way to do this. Let's stick all our kids, give them myocarditis, let them stroke out. Yeah, we can lose a few kids, right? They're looking at this statistically as part of their agenda to kill as many people as they can. Nobody's coming out and saying anything about it. One FDA voting member says we're never going to learn about how safe the vaccine is until we start giving it. You see, they're drinking their own Kool-Aid here, folks. It's not a vaccine. It was approved for emergency use authorization, and they have admitted openly in their own patent information, if you would just look it up, that this stuff is gene therapy. They keep calling it a vaccine. Remember what Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi propaganda minister, said? Tell people a lie long enough. Keep using the same terminology over and over and over. People are going to start believing it, and they're going to start using that in their everyday culture, in their everyday life. They're going to start calling it a vaccine when it's not. It's not there to prevent anything. It's there to alter the DNA of the human body and mess with it and kill its host. That's what it's there for. It's there to reduce the population. And here's the thing. Kids in California could be forced to get the shot in order to be able to go back to school. Parents, seriously, you got to step in here. This is just getting ridiculous. And the CDC is also saying that immunocompromised Americans can now get a fourth COVID shot. Hey, that's right. But wait, there's more. You know, why don't you get 10? Will that make you feel any safer? You wusses. Seriously, you people, I love it when people come to me and they say, Dave, we've done the research. And I'm going, really? You are the research. They don't have a legitimate test out there that shows this stuff is effective. In fact, even if it doesn't wear off or the efficacy doesn't wear off, the problem is you still got the garbage that's in this shot inside your body. And it's traveling around your system with S1 spike proteins, and it's fooling your body into fighting something. You know, it's really funny. It just keeps creating more and more and more of them till your immune system is so compromised that you get a cold and you're done. It's crazy how that works. But folks, if you don't do your research, you could be in trouble. In fact, guess what UK doctors are now saying? They don't want their medics who are treating patients in England to be part of a vaccine mandate. Why would that be? Oh, probably because of the fact that, you know, if they kill off all their medical staff, I mean, who's going to take care of the sick? Gee, they should have thought about that before they put this bloody shot on the market. See, over in Ireland, they call it the jab because calling it the shot in Ireland means entirely something different. It's a rather violent definition in Ireland. So it's crazy, crazy. Thanksgiving, for those of you who enjoy Turkey Day, it's going to be a little more expensive because of higher inflation and supply chain issues. Senior economist at American Farm Bureau Federation is stating food prices are up 3.7% against the 20-year average. Overall, a Thanksgiving dinner, including turkey, different sides. For those of you who experience one of the seven sins called gluttony, will cost between 4 and 5% more in 2021 than 20, she said. Last year, the cost of preparing a Thanksgiving dinner, how much do you think it was? You ready for this? $47. That was the lowest since 2010, according to the Farm Bureau. Wow. $47. They don't even tell you whether that feeds the entire family. You know, of course, if you couldn't have more than six people sitting at your see the stupidity of all of this? It's nuts. And people believe everything the government tells them. It's just crazy. Don't know what to say about that. Statues have historically, all these people as statues out there, you know, these historical figures, it's part of our history, folks. I also look at the Confederate news. It does come in every so often because you learn a lot from the mindset of a lot of these people. I even read HuffPost Fringe, which that's just the opposite. It's what the left is saying about the right. SCLC, you know, all of them, all the different organizations, ADL, all of this stuff shows up in HuffPost Fringe. And I read that stuff because I want to hear what they're thinking. I want to read what they're thinking. You got to know. Remember that? Keep your enemies, you know, closer. Yeah. Friends close, enemies closer. Remember that. Another In-N-Out Burger chain store has been shut down for refusing to be the vaccine police. Second chain of In-N-Out Burger has been closed down by county authorities in California, of course, after it refused to go along with enforcing proof of vaccination orders. According to Times, the restaurant in Pleasant Hill has been indefinitely closed by Contra Costa County health officials after ignoring orders to verify vaccine status or proof of negative test among diners. I mean, among diners. You know, if they really wanted to play it smart, they just do it to go. I mean, but then what do you have? In-N-Out to go? I mean, that's really funny. You know, because we're sitting there looking at In-N-Out Burger, and I say, gee, the things that you can talk about as far as names. Do you know in Arkansas there is a gas station called Come and Go? And I'm sitting there telling my wife, you know, wouldn't that be amazing if you put a Come and Go next to In-N-Out? And she said, yeah, and you could put a Jiffy Lube right next to that. And they go, now that really sounds dirty. But I can't, you know, I mean, we have to throw some funny in here, folks. You know, some little innuendo. That's another definition for Italian suppository, but we won't go there. The thing is that if we don't have a little humor in our show, I don't want people getting depressed on my account. For those of you out there, the Let's Go Brandon thing, the Daily Wire is stating now rapper Bryson Gray, whose hit song Let's Go Brandon has been banned from multiple platforms, said that free speech in the U.S. only exists for one side. He appeared on The Blaze, conservative commentator and radio host Glenn Beck's radio show, to talk about his song's success, topping iTunes rankings for the most downloaded songs on Sunday. Despite being pulled from platforms such as YouTube and Instagram, well, bully for them, let them. Gray's song is named after an anti-Biden chant that gained popularity after a reporter misheard a crowd chanting F Joe Biden. I've seen t-shirts these days with FJB on the front. Saw one the other day when I was working out. One of the other attendees in the gym had it on. And I'm just like chuckling to myself going, man, this is, yeah, people are waking up. You can't sit there and blame it on Trump. This is not Trump's doing. Trump did not sign 44 executive orders when he took office January 20th, undoing all of our wonderful economy and driving us into a hellhole. That did not happen. What can I say? It's just one of those things that, you know, we invite you to call in and comment on, 844-769-2944. In our next half hour, Joseph Meyer is going to further this commentary. We're going to get into some heavy discussion about what to expect into next year as far as your economic future. Stay with us.
This is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, this is Jay with the Power Mall. Stock up now on your winter wellness essentials from OptiVita Health with our buy two, get one 50% off sale. Save on OptiVita Silver Liquid, Silver Gel, Silver Lozenges, Vitamin C, Vitamin D, Super Krill Oil, and don't forget your Silver Spray Accessory Kit. Shop the sale until October 31st. To order, visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, You know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Each and every one of you are very special to us here at the Power Hour, which is why we offer this special for you. Now through this Sunday, 10% off on all Miracle Skin products at thepowermall.com. That's right, all Miracle Skin products are 10% off all week long. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or online at our newly designed thepowermall.com store. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. Hurry, sale ends this Sunday.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Once again, welcome back to the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. And 11:33, if you are just joining us, today is Wednesday, October 27, 2021. If you're keeping track of time, my, how it has flown. This year is just blown by. For those of you wanting to stock up your medicine cabinet, before we bring on our guest, Lamb Cream and Miracle Skin Helon PF are 10% off all the Miracle Skin products at the Power Mall. You buy two and get one 50% off of the Optivita products. You can mix and match them. Does not have to be three of the same thing. Go to thepowermall.com or give Jay a call. That would be a good thing. You know, the beauty about thepowerhour.com is all of our broadcasts are archived in case you miss them. And especially my next guest, who we're going to be talking to, is a regular on the Power Hour, and he has a newsletter. And his website is straightmoneyanalysis.com. And the one I just got, sample, was 36 pages long, and it covers all facets of the economy, and including monetary policy. And this is for not for the faint at heart. The stuff that Joseph Meyer puts in this report is pretty dynamic, and I think it's better than reading Money Magazine, Joseph, to be honest with you. Yeah, I like it better. I'm more of the analytical person. I like to look at other people's opinion and figure out where they're coming from. And if it makes sense, because, you know, for the last 12 years, I've been doing nothing but dealing in foreclosure crises, with, you know, working with attorneys and litigating foreclosure defense cases. And so, you know, trying to keep people in their houses. But one of the bullet points is U.S. housing.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people right now have held off making decisions. Is that a smart move?
Well, I think when you look at how much prices have gone up in the last 18 months, no doubt, in my humble opinion, we're making a very important top in housing. Having said that, it doesn't mean, quite frankly, Dave, that housing prices can't move even higher. But I think when you see housing move 20%, which we've witnessed in a relatively short period of time, I think it's clearly telling you the market's becoming very overheated, Dave. So I wouldn't be in a hurry to certainly step up to the plate and buy a home at these prices, that's for sure.
Right. Well, it seems to me, Joseph, that we have a better opportunity to get it done cheaper if we build our own.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Rather than pay what everybody's asking.
I think not only can you build it cheaper, I think, quite frankly and honestly, Dave, you can build it better and stronger and more efficient.
Okay. So we're trying to keep Joseph Meyer on the phone here. We're talking about the bullet point here on U.S. housing and what we can expect in regards to residential home prices next year.
Yes.
And we're going to continue to witness sharp increases in reference to building materials. And, of course, in the steel industry, we've taken about a 20% increase. But in the lumber industry, it's been over 187%. Those figures. Yeah. Those figures are fairly accurate. And so next year, consumer prices as far as the residential markets, you still see prices continuing to go up as demand increases?
Well, I think when you talk about the median home price in the U.S. currently, and I'm sure you're aware of this, the median price of a home in America is now $374,900, Dave. If you go back and you look at home prices from the period of 1980, go out 40 years to 2020, the price of a home has gone up 416% in 40 years. It's a large move.
It is, and that's one of the reasons why, folks, those of you who are listening to this broadcast, you're in the know. Because we bring on people like Joseph Meyer that puts out this bulletin, and he tells it like it is. He doesn't mince words, as you can hear on this broadcast. So before we went on, you were talking about stocking up on gold and silver. I know a lot of our Patriot friends out there and listeners to the Power Hour are doing that. I kind of have more of a penchant of collecting junk silver than gold. And so gold, obviously more expensive now. You've obviously have been keeping tabs on what the spot prices are.
Yes, I have. We've got gold currently around $1,790 an ounce and silver trading at $2,416. But I think when you talk about the scope of the big picture, Dave, this bull market in the precious metals, again, in my analysis, is really just getting started. I think at a minimum we could see rising precious metal prices for at least another 5 to 7 years.
Oh,
so even though gold and silver has gone up and gone up sharply over the last couple of years, I think if you look at the percentage that it can go up in the years ahead of us, this move is just getting going, Dave. You got to be an owner of gold and silver at these prices.
So before we went on, I mentioned this little rumor, but it's not really a rumor that Chase Bank has been, J.P. Morgan Chase has been trying to corner the silver market for quite some time.
Well, this has gone on, as I'm sure you're aware, for quite some time. We've had intervention in all these markets. We've had intervention in the stock and bond market, certainly in precious metals, and I believe ongoing in certain commodities. But if you take a look at the history of these markets and what they can do in spite of the intervention and manipulation of prices, markets at the end of the day, and I've said this all through my career on Wall Street, are bigger than any intervention and manipulation. At the end of the day, supply-demand wins out and wins out dramatically. But you've got to have a long-term horizon and you have to be patient and be able to take advantage of the large swings both up and down in these markets, Dave.
Right. Now, renting, you're saying, would be make more sense to consider postponing the new home purchase, renting until a more clear picture of the direction of the economy is known. Now, I'm looking at the foreclosure market, Joseph, and I'm looking at at BlackRock, Blackhawk, PIMCO, some of these other hedge funds out there buying up all this real estate from out of foreclosure and basically converting us into a nation of renters. Is that something you've had any focus on?
Well, I think there's no question we're seeing these large, deep-pocketed investors moving into housing and moving into this area of the economy very aggressively. I think when you go back and you talk about the American dream, and the American dream also was predicated, at least through my lifetime, on the average American being able to afford a home. I think when you talk about affordability and you talk about what the average American can afford in the marketplace, I think, quite honestly, housing has gone beyond the reach of the average American. The price of a home is just too expensive, Dave.
No doubt. So, folks, you know, I know there's some people out there that are just got burning questions because your pocketbook is probably shrinking. If you know anything about inflation, folks, you know, they spend more money and the money becomes worth less. You know, after World War II, you couldn't buy a loaf of bread with a whole wheelbarrow full of Deutschmarks. So the thing is, 844-769-2944, if you have a question for Joseph Meyer about your own circumstance, folks, come on. This is the time to speak up. This is the time to ask somebody who's very well educated and has been in this industry a long time and understands the way that the economic cycles work in America. This is a time to call in and ask your questions, okay? I'm giving you this opportunity right now. Get on the phone, 844-769-2944. I know there's something you're just dying to find out. If you've got any advice or anything like that, I mean, this is why Joseph Meyer puts out the Straight Money Analysis newsletter. And this particular one I'm looking at now for September is 36 pages. It's just chock full of information and analysis that you need to look at. Covers the stock market and everything. But I got out of the markets. I think they're just too damn volatile. What's your take on that, Joseph?
Well, I think the volatility is signaling that we're putting in place, I believe, in the equity market, a once-in-a-lifetime top. I think if you go back and you study history and you look at prior economic cycles and you look at prior bull markets in stocks and bonds, the only period that I can compare with what has gone on over the last decade, we'd have to go back to the early 1920s and what took place leading up to the top in the equity bull market of 1929. I think when you take a look at what's going on in the precious metals, I'm of the belief we're witnessing a repeat of exactly what took place in the early 1970s into the early part of the 1980s. I think when you talk about gold and silver and you talk about the ability of these markets to continue to appreciate, I'll say it once again, I don't think we'll ever see these prices in gold and silver, quite frankly, again in our lifetime, Dave. I think it's a once-in-a-generational opportunity to be part of a market that I think can go a lot higher than anyone wants to believe. I think you've got to be an owner of precious metals. You've got to own the energy sector. You've got to hedge your bet against what I believe is going to be wicked inflation roaring through the economy as we get into 2022 and beyond. There's just too much fiat currency sloshing around the world. It's driving prices up in everything we need.
So them, Congress I'm referring to, trying to pass this $3.5 trillion, which is going to turn out to be $5.5 trillion boondoggle to fund their own political futures, I got to ask myself the question, this really is what's fueling the inflationary cycle right now.
Yes, it is.
And then gas prices. Go ahead. Gas prices.
Well, I think when you take a look at just how much things have gone up in the last year, we've had food going up and rising very sharply. We've had gasoline go up about 45% and it's still rising. And I think when you take a look at basic materials and basic commodities that we use in everyday life, there's no doubt we've got a very serious situation with inflation. I disagree with what we're being told as to it being transitory. I think it's taken hold in the economy and it's going to become very severe.
Okay. And see, the thing is that all of the consumer goods that people depend on to survive, like food and gas prices, to me, I can only look at what happened, where we were. We were energy independent prior to 2020. And as soon as,
yes, we were.
Yeah, as soon as the guy in the White House with the mental acuity of a 2-year-old got in and wrote those 44 different executive orders and canceled the Keystone pipeline, gas prices took off. I'm just like most other Americans, Joseph, I literally just blame him and what he did for driving gas prices to what they are now. Would you concur with that?
Well, I don't think you could reach logically any other conclusion. We've literally had in about 14 months a doubling of crude oil prices. But as I've said many times in the various issues of the newsletter that I've written, and I'm writing the newsletter, by the way, since 2009, we're going into our 13th year writing straight money analysis. But I have said many times in the newsletter that we've witnessed a doubling of oil prices 6 times in history. I can name the prior periods for you, Dave, to put it in perspective. We had a doubling of oil in January 1970, again in January 1973, again in January of 1981, again in August 1987, October 2007, and October 2009. So those are the 6 prior times we've had a doubling of oil prices within 24 months. But what we've done here now is make history by doubling the price of oil in a year. We went from the low $40 a barrel area in crude oil, as you know, to recently $87. And I kind of believe that the move is not over. I think we're going to see at some point $100 a barrel oil, Dave. I truly think so.
Okay, so this basically, not just the gas, but the food, the transfer of wealth, this has created more of a wealth disparity in America than ever before.
Yes, it has. Yes,
wow.
It has.
Well, isn't that what the powers that be are trying to achieve, is to widen that gap?
Well, I think if you go back and again and you look at history, at the height of the Depression in the 1930s, you had 1% of the population control 59% of the wealth of America. I think when you take a look at the amount of wealth that 1% of the population is controlling today, it's well in excess of 70%. So there isn't any doubt in the last 20 years we've seen a massive shift of the transfer of wealth from the poor and the working class to the very wealthy. That has gone on and is continuing as we speak. Low interest rates, never forget, benefit the very wealthy. They do very little for working class America, that's for sure. No one's going to say that, but I will.
Well, I know you have, too, because I'm looking on page 4, paragraph 3, under that column, and it says the richest 3 Americans collectively have more wealth than the poorest 160 million Americans. We are clearly on a path that is leading to, and I quote, violent social unrest. And this is why, one of the reasons why, and I have maintained this on my show, Joseph, why people are stockpiling food, guns, and ammo. I've seen people in this last year during the pandemic fighting over a parking space. Just wait till it gets to the point where you can't buy food anymore at the grocery store and somebody's coming out with a cart full of groceries they just hoarded and cleaned out the shelves, and you're watching them go past and thinking, hey, I could have some of that.
Well, you know, I said in the previous issue of the newsletter which you received that I believed our lives have been changed forever by COVID-19. That when you take a look at the changes that have taken place socially, politically, economically, financially, America is never going back to the way it once was, even though I think a lot of people would wish that could happen. I have to believe, and I continue to think it's an impossibility. I truly do. We're never going back to the way it once was.
Well, they've definitely changed everybody's moral compasses, that's for sure. I'm looking at your examples. This is something I did not realize. I mean, it's, you know, some of these things, that Joseph Meyer has put in his Straight Money Analysis newsletter, folks. Sometimes you just have to sit back and you look at the documentary and you say, hey, they did this to us. They've shrunk our products. The stuff we buy at the store, we're paying the same amount of money for less stuff.
Well, that's the idea.
I was like, okay.
Prices are not going up, so they're giving you less of the product for the same amount of money.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. When Krispy Kreme shrinks the size of their crawlers, I'm out of there. I'm not doing this. The toilet paper being sold under the Costco name brand last year, according to Joseph Meyer's newsletter, a large pack last year, 425 sheets. Now, the same toilet paper has 350 sheets. That's substantial.
Well, you have to say to yourself, how are these companies continuing to show a profit? Because they're putting less product in the packaging for the consumer. They're not necessarily raising prices as quickly as they would like to. But needless to say, they're still continuing to generate a profit on what they're selling. See, I write about the things nobody wants you to know. I do the research. I check the facts. I go back. I compare history as to what took place in prior periods and why I think there are similarities and, more importantly, certainly differences between the periods as to how they affect the way we live and what we continue to think we're going to expect to happen as we move forward. You know, people get mad at me for writing about the things I do. I don't make things happen, Dave. I just write about them.
I get that. And the thing that bothers me is now we have a southern border that's open and millions of people are pouring through, and that's going to affect the way we are able to survive as a nation.
It's going to affect us in many ways people haven't even considered. I couldn't agree with you more.
So what are some of the ways that this influx of illegals are going to affect us? Obviously, Joseph, I know you've done the research on that. You've got some ideas floating around in the ozone areas of your brain, and I just know they're going to agree with most of what our listeners fear. So let her rip.
Well, I think there's no question we've had people come over the border that we don't even know who they are, and they're coming over now in record numbers. The question is, can the safety net that we believe is part of the infrastructure of society that we've built and put in place going to be able to absorb all these people? I have my doubts. If you look at the homeless situation all across America, it continues to worsen. I saw one statistic recently, Dave, where they've stated we have over 1 million homeless in the United States. A lot of them are veterans. A lot of them are people who've been living on the street now for a number of years. We failed to address that problem, and it's continuing to worsen. But when you talk about the cost of illegal immigration just to our health care system, where in the hell is the money going to come to be able to pay for all these people coming over the border with a variety of health problems that we don't even know? So there isn't any question that we're really straining the services and the capabilities a lot of states have to be able to deal with this problem. Where is the money going to come from to pay for this? No one talks about that.
Yeah, they're certainly not going to pass another $5.5 trillion package to accommodate those people and give them a free ride through America. It just doesn't work like that. If I was one of the people that actually legitimately came to this country, Joseph, and went through all the tests and everything, I would be upset with what they're allowing these people to do now.
Well, when you take a look at what people have been put through doing what's right and necessary to become a citizen legally, and you see the rules being discarded in their entirety, letting these people come over the border and make the demands that a lot of them have made to be taken care of by society and the safety net we've put in place for legal immigration and certainly to take care of the citizenry of America. It's outrageous. We're spending money we don't even have. We keep printing it, and you got to say to yourself, at what point do we start to see a problem with the dollar and the ability of the foreigners to even want to continue to accept it? That day is coming, I think, a lot sooner than we'd like to believe.
Well, I always have to ask myself that question every time I make the comment Congress is writing checks its body can't cash.
And it's been doing it for a long time.
So you believe the U.S. national debt, is that ever going to get paid off, or are they intentionally just doing this knowing they'll never be able to pay it off?
Well, if, again, you go back and you study history, we did pay off our national debt one time. We paid it off in 1835. President Andrew Jackson paid it off in its entirety. It was $58 million in 1835. Now we got a national debt approaching $30 trillion. There isn't any way we could ever pay that off. We can't even pay the interest on it.
Wow. And see, and Social Security and Medicare and all that are in trouble.
They're broke.
Yep. Well, and that's something that Dr. Gary North told me a long time ago, is it's nothing but a floating Ponzi scheme. So the newsletter is called Straight Money Analysis Newsletter, and you can go to straightmoneyanalysis.com and subscribe to this newsletter and be in the know, folks. Joseph Meyer has been our guest for this half hour, and we certainly, Joseph, appreciate your time and effort and energy in analyzing what in Hades is going on in America and what we're facing in the future.
Well, we're going to offer a one-year subscription to the newsletter, Dave. Normally $259.95 at the six-month subscription rate, $149.95. Save you a full $110 over the normal one-year subscription. Going to include as a bonus for the Power Hour listening audience some back issues of the newsletter so they can be brought up to speed as to what I think they truly need to know, and more importantly, taking the information and what they can do about their individual financial situation to give their family a better life. So I'm going
we appreciate
to include
that.
The March to June and September issues of the newsletter as a bonus, and we'll start the subscription from December 2020.
Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.